Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves. I've been asked who would win in a fight between myself and Alan Rickman. It's a great question. Well, in order to answer it, I've invited the man himself, Alan Rickman. Please say hello to the listeners.
Hello, everyone. This is Alan Rickman. It is a pleasure to be here.
What an incredible privilege to have Alan here. To answer this question, well, it's kind of embarrassing, but I gotta say, Alan, if I'm honest, I reckon I'm gonna get the upper hand.
I don't think that would be true. I would not fight you with violence and physical force. I would fight you with my mind, my voice, and my technique.
Oh my God, I gotta say, even just listening to your tones, I'm getting seduced by that voice. I'm already getting hypnotized here.
And you would continue to get hypnotized. I would create a concoction of Arabian berries and fine black market teas, which would induce the senses into a state of confusion.
That is, my mind's already blown. You're gonna incorporate all these things before we even get in the ring. Okay, Alan, I respect that, but I gotta say, a lot of people have told me that I'm an impulsive psychopath. Now, of course, in real life, I hope I'm a nice guy, but, you know, if I'm honest, I reckon I'd come back at you with a rope-a-dope. You'd think you got the best of walking, and then ping-pow, I come at you with the right hook or whatever.
I suppose that is where you'd be wrong. Because by that point, I would have set up an intricate display of mirrors cross-reflecting my image, and what you would have punched would have been glass.
You got me there, but as you know, when walking's on a roll, everything gets destroyed. I mean, if you're hiding behind a mirror and I take out all of the mirrors, what's going to be left? I mean, you're going to be dead.
Maybe, but when I come back in the afterlife, which I believe in, I would come back and haunt your dreams every night, and ultimately, fear would take over.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that you're gonna try and defeat me on the metaphysical level. I got a lot to contend with here. I gotta say, Rickman's gonna be a worthy foe. Well, what do you reckon, guys? You got walking here with my insane impulsiveness. You saw me in The View to a Kill. I happily machine gunned my entire army of men. I'll take them down. I'm that insane. One wallop from walking and you're going down. Whereas Alan here, he's got different ideas.
You saw me in Die Hard. I was able to hijack everyone in the Nakatomi Tower, just as I would hijack my friend Christopher Walken.
There you have it, guys. In my view, I'm going to win. Walken's most impulsive, the most insane. Alan, what do you got to say for yourself?
I would just like to say thank you very much for inviting me here. You have a lovely home. And of course, after this, I would not even harm you. I would not hurt you. You're a sweet, gentle gentleman.
And likewise, Alan, I got to say, spending these last few days with you and having you around has been mind-blowing. You're such a nice guy. You even introduced me to British tea, What the fuck? I mean, I was all about a coffee, a shot of espresso to get you going in the morning. And Alan suggested, what did you suggest about a bath?
Excuse me, I suggested that in order to fully appreciate a tea, one must first bathe in that tea. Recommend taking a bath in your favorite type of tea. For me, it is a Darjeeling tea. I bathe every day in Darjeeling tea.
There you have it, guys. Alan wants me to teabag myself. Maybe he's more fucked up than I am. Maybe he'd win. I want to hear from you. Who's going to win? Walken versus Rickman. Alan, it's been a great pleasure having you here. I'm Walken talking.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon, my friend.